Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to School of Human Potential Radio. Excuse me, and excuse the technical difficulties, those of you that were listening live. But here we are again. So today we have a wonderful guest, Jennifer Fala, and we'll be bringing Jennifer on after a short commercial break soon to discuss her potential and how she's reaching it. For everybody else, let's talk about potential in general. What is human potential? Why do we start the school in the first place? What does it mean to be a well-rounded individual? As a matter of fact, it made me think about that topic once again as I was writing down my thoughts. I am being interviewed on other radio stations on this topic as we're about to launch the School of Human Potential in February. So people are asking, what is human potential and can people actually reach it? And that's a very interesting question. So what is potential? Well, it means different things to different people. Just like perfection, can you actually be perfect at something? Can you reach that full potential? That's a difficult thing to say. Perhaps in a certain manner, in a certain field or profession, yes. Right? I can be a great athlete in a certain field. You know, I can be a great tennis player and I can reach that potential of being a professional. But there are many professionals out there who is better in the tennis. So when you have professionals, there are professionals for every professional. Did I say professionals too many times in that sentence? So a potential, just like perfection, is something that's very difficult to reach. However, the journey is worth the travel. The journey is worth the travel. And that's why when people talk about potential, we start really getting down into those esoterical terms of what does it mean to reach your potential? Well, in reality, when you ask people and you discuss that, most of the time they assign some sort of a dollar value to it. You know, your potential is depending on how successful you are. And we get into all the conversations of what success actually means and who are you. And then I ask them a question of, does success really have a dollar value assigned to it? If you're a mother staying at home raising children and you spent the last 20 years doing that, does that mean you're not a successful person because you're not earning money? And of course not. You're a successful person. So when we're speaking of potential, where it comes with success, really underneath that are a number of things. And that's what the school is about. So being successful really is nothing more than finding comfort in life and having an ability to make choices. That means you're a success. Because for a certain person, having $1 million a year is not enough. For other people, having $40,000 is more than enough. I came from a country in the Soviet Union where my parents didn't make any money and they were happy. We came to the United States, we made money and we were happy. So you could be happy or unhappy depending on where you are, and it has nothing to do with money. Knowing your purpose in life is helping you reach your potential, because when we're speaking of potential as a goal, it's very hard to justify. As a left brain oriented society that needs to set a task and walk towards that task, the task of potential is a very difficult one to reach. But when we're speaking about knowing your purpose in life and why you're here, and do you like what you're doing in life, then we are starting to get really on the aspects of potential. Because if you are living your life and you're happy with what you're doing and you feel that you're making a difference, and if you were to die tomorrow, people will remember you by the things that you did and the way that you did them, then you are indeed living up to your potential. Can it be better? Can you expand? Can you become a well-rounded person in a process? Absolutely. And that is why we reached idea for the school. We wanted to open up a school so people can start expanding in different areas. We're so busy, trying to live our lives, trying to be a professional at a certain job. And by the time we get home, maybe we have some time to play with our children, or maybe, God forbid, even have a hobby or two throughout the week. When we start talking about potential, people say, I don't have time nor money nor interest in spending out because I don't have the time. And they're true. And that's a very logical reason. But you can do it. And we're opening up the school simply to allow people to do so from the privacy of their own home. If you have 10 minutes now and you have a half an hour tomorrow, then you can watch these online courses. You don't have to read 10 books or 15 books or listen to a whole study, a course on culture in the past 200 years and what were the most influential artists or painters. You don't have to go and become an expert and spend 5 years studying martial arts in order to reach your potential, because you can only be an expert in one thing. So reaching your potential and expanding out and growing as a person is a process. And for the school, for instance, that's what you're doing. We took and we reached out to experts from all over the world, experts in different areas of mind, body, and spirit, and we asked them to take all of that wealth of information that they've spent a lifetime assimilating and take that and condense it into something that's going to be less than 8 hours. And then give us that information. It's not meant to make you an expert, but it's meant to expand your horizons. And if it's something that you want to pursue further, you can dive deeper and deeper into it. So, mind, body, and spirit. What is human potential? Human potential is two things to me. It's knowing who you are and becoming a well-rounded person while you're pursuing what you are about. That is my potential, and that is what I'm attempting to do, and thus we started the school and the radio, so we can speak to people who are living their purpose, who are reaching their potential, so we can see what is possible, and they can give us ideas on how they got there. Also, so we can learn from these masters, from these experts who've spent lifetimes studying a particular subject, be it nutrition or martial arts or love and marriage or sex or anything, anything that's on that mind, body, and spirit spectrum. And that's what we try to bring to you. So that is about the show. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to welcome Jennifer Fallah to the program. Please stay with us on School of Human Potential Radio.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? And these are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. Thank you for staying with us. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome my friend, Jennifer Fallah. Hi, Jen.
Hello, Alan. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always enjoy talking to you, so I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be the only one talking to you. So I wanted to invite a room full of beautiful people listening out there in the world and wanted to allow them to get to know you, because I, for the past year, have sincerely enjoyed getting to know you because you're a fascinating person.
Well, thank you. And I have enjoyed our friendship, too.
Thank you very much. Well, instead of me introducing you, I really want you to introduce yourself, because I honestly, it's so difficult for me to start, because you have your book series, you have your angel communication, you have your healing. I mean, there are so many areas that we're going to be discussing. I'll let you take a whack at it.
Okay, well, my name is Jennifer Fala. I am a published author of the Wishflower Field series. If you'd like to know more about my books, you can go to www.thewishflowerfield.com to get your copy. I'm a mom, a mother of two. I'm a real person. I have a radio show and called Beacon of Light. I have special abilities and gifts that have developed over the last few years when I chose to accept them. I communicate with archangels through meditation and other means. And yes, I do distant divine healings. I'm a psychic medium. And a creative person. You know, and I like to have a voice, and that's why I started the radio show. And my friend Marcus Leder and I do a lot of research with interdimensional meditation, which is a form of meditation where you project your consciousness to different dimensions and communicate with other entities to bring back information on topics and spiritual, paranormal, psychological, and mysteries of the world topics that you can't necessarily, answers you can't necessarily find on Google.
You mean, let's pause there for a second. So you're blowing my mind here. You're saying not only that we're not alone in this universe, but that Google doesn't have all the answers?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. That was our purpose. In the topic, we'll take a topic that you can Google and find lots of information and put a twist on it and say, okay, what don't we know? Let's go and ask questions about what we don't know. And
who do you ask those questions of?
Well, Marcus and I, we use two different methods. Marcus is a private researcher for the Monroe Institute, Marcus Leder, which is one of the leading institutes for the research of human consciousness. And he uses a hemisync technology, which is a series of sounds that enables the brain to reach a certain point of consciousness and travel spiritually. I just go there. I have a talent. I tried using the hemisync. It was a little slow for me, a little complicated. so I just go. And what we do is we like to call them the heaven. We just like to call it heaven because it's easier. The other side, heaven, whatever you want to call it, there are levels there. And we found out through many meditations that we were going to the sixth level, and we were communicating with archangels and angels and different kinds of entities, all positive, because I choose to communicate with positive entities and not negative entities. We do this on a weekly basis. Right now we're in the middle of a series, and we are exploring the different levels of heaven through interdimensional meditation. This week we are on level four. Marcus and I like to be scientific about it. We do not compare. We will go and do our separate meditations. We do not compare information until we get on the air, so that you, the listening audience, can hear for themselves how things match up. And we've been successful in communicating with the same angels and receiving a lot of information that matches up. It's very, very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that raises about a million questions. So you've mentioned, for instance, since we're on this topic, you've mentioned that you're on level six, and this is where you communicate with angels and archangels. So does that mean that they don't exist on level 4 or something else? Some other entities are on level 4 or angels can go to any level?
We really don't know why we go to that level. I don't know if that in that level is where they do exist everywhere. They can go wherever they want to.
Right.
Because they travel with me to these different levels and have been showing me when I ask questions, okay, you know, what about this? What about that? They'll show me, you know, okay, they'll take me to level 1, level 2, and level 3.
Okay.
Level 6 is very serene, very quiet, very peaceful. There's not a lot of souls around. So, and we have not figured out why that is, but I think maybe it's a place of study. A place of learning. It's a place we can go and be out of other people's way. I really am not sure at this point. It may be where they choose to inhabit, you know? It may be everyone has a home level that they feel more comfortable on.
Okay.
When you are done with this life and go back home. Some like to stay on level 3. Some like to stay on level 4, level 5. You know, it could be, because I was the one who started going there first, and then I was talking to Marcus, and I said, well, in telling him all these things, I said, you have to go there so that I can confirm all this information. So that's when we started. I don't know how long it's been now. Maybe 2 years or year and a half, we started doing this research, and I would say, okay, I would go in to meditation. I would talk to, say, Archangel Michael, and I would tell him, okay, can I – he would give me information, and I would say, can I send Marcus in, and I'm not going to tell him, you know, can you – I'm going to give you a code word like yellow, and – excuse me. I would send Marcus into meditation. I'd say, someone wants to talk to you. And I wouldn't tell him who. I wouldn't tell him why. I wouldn't tell him anything. And so I'd send him in, and he'd come back and leave me a message and say, well, I don't know why you sent me in, but Archangel Michael says he wants me to tell you yellow. And I would freak out, you know, because in the beginning, it was very exciting. It was very exciting because that was confirmation to me, like, okay, yeah. This is real. This is real. So we continued on different topics and different questions. We've done this for other people and exploring and learning. And after a while, we decided to make it a radio show. And that's when we really started delving into bigger topics. And it's been a very exciting journey.
Yeah, and actually want to talk about this journey in the beginning of it, because, again, for a lot of the audience who's listening who are spiritual people and are mediums and psychics and do interdimensional travel, you know, this is all very interesting, but they understand it because they've been there. For lots of other people who think that we're a little bit nuts at the moment, how did you start this? You know, were you born seeing angels, or you were "quote unquote" a normal person, and then something happened?
I think at some point I used to be a normal person, but you know that all kind of flew out the window. Mm-hmm. No, it's perfectly okay to think that's all strange because it took a lot of confirmation, to tag teaming between Marcus and I, and for me to accept what was going on. I've always had a strong devotion to God. I've always talked to God in my mind. I've always, you know, I've a lot. And I've always embraced only the light. I haven't embraced any darkness. And so, 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago, my husband passed away. And years before that, I've always had a fascination with psychic abilities because people in my family, you know, my mother and my grandfather, they just knew things. Oh, that's just, it's the feeling. They'd call it the feeling, and they just knew things. And so, but nobody ever addressed it. You know, nobody ever said they were psychic or anything like that, because everybody was Catholic and that was just like wrong, you know. So I always had feelings about things when I was a child. You know, sometimes I would touch things when I was a kid and I'd see pictures in my head. You know, I always had very, very vivid dreams. I would see past loved ones in dreams. I would talk to them. You know, sometimes I would get information about things that were coming. I didn't really understand that that was happening until it happened in real life. And then I was like, okay, you know. And so before my husband passed away, for about 10 years, I read all these spiritual books. And I didn't understand the fascination. I would just absorb them. And, you know, he'd come in and I'm falling asleep with this book. And he's like, that's not the Bible. You shouldn't be reading that. And I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've always been very open-minded about spirituality. And as long as it was light and love and nothing dark. So I read all these books. So after my husband passed away, my daughter started seeing him around the house. And if I had not read those, I'd never understood the fascination with reading these books until I'm like, okay, this is educating for it was educating for me for what's to come. Okay. Because I would have treated those situations where she saw him around the house as, okay, this is grief-induced. We need to medicate you. There's something going on. But because I educated myself, I was like, okay. And the information that she was giving me, she never would have known. She was seeing him, you know. She was seeing him. And so I'm like, okay, we have a seer in the family. And so after I started learning more about it, so I could know what was going on with her. And when I opened myself up more and more and more to possibilities, I started having more and more dreams. I started I had a very strong mind's eye. I would see things very strong in my mind's eye. And if you don't know what mind's eye viewing is, if I say to you, where did you take your shoes off today, if you're at home? And in your mind, you can see the place where you took your shoes off and where the shoes are sitting. That's like mind's eye. It's like viewing a memory. So a lot of that started happening with me. And then I started, you know, I started talking to more people who were psychic and who had abilities, like on Facebook, and learning more about things. And I started opening up even more and more. And I got some friends who I would share my experiences with, and they're like, no, you're not crazy. You know, that happened to me too. And so just in learning more and more about it and opening myself up to it, the abilities increased. So then one day, you know, people, I started practicing on friends and on people, random people doing readings and things like that. And then one day I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about angels. And I actually started collecting angel statues years ago and didn't even know why, but it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I just loved angels, you know. And one day, I think I saw Archangel Gabriel first, actually. One day, I was having a particularly hard evening. I was just feeling so overwhelmed, raising the two kids by myself, writing the books, trying to give and publish, doing everything by myself, and I just felt so weak. And it was like I laid down to go to sleep, but I didn't go to sleep. It felt like I was in a dream, but I wasn't. And I was on top of this mountain, and I looked ahead, and all of a sudden this like magnificent, huge, I mean beautiful man angel just lands right in front of me and starts walking towards me. And as soon as he landed, I went, oh, that's Gabriel. I'm thinking, and I've never studied angels. Why would I know that that's Gabriel? It was just an instinct. We just knew that that was him. And he came up and he put his arms around me and he said, tonight and in the morning you'll feel better. And I woke up in the morning because I had been feeling really depressed, you know, like more than normal, but not like, you know, like medicated depressed. And I woke up in the morning and I felt great. I mean, I'm talking about like, we're going to Disneyland today. Great. I mean, I felt wonderful. And I sat straight up in bed and said, I'm not going to drink any more beverages that have aspartame in them. just out of the blue. And you know, I never even thought about that before. Why would I say that? And so I stopped drinking all the diet Pepsis and all the things like that, and my mood changed. I had more energy, and I think that I was taking in high amounts of aspartame, and it was affecting my mood. And he must have told me that when I was sleeping, because why else would I wake up and think that? So anyway, so I'm going about my day, and I've seen Archangel Gabriel, and you know, he was in my room, so that's normal. And so after a while, I started seeing, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she says, well, you should really try to connect with Archangel Michael. And I'm like, okay, how do I do that? And she says, well, why don't you just try, just call him.
Yeah, take some aspartame, get into that mode, and then he'll come.
Drink a Diet Pepsi, yeah. So I was out on the deck, and I live in a pine tree forest, you know, and I was out on the deck, and it was a beautiful day, and I was just quiet, and I was thinking, okay, and I didn't say anything out loud. I just said, okay, Archangel Michael, I'm ready. Please come to me. And this is the strongest mind's eye experience I've ever had in my life, because to this day, it's really hard. I'm almost sure I saw him mind's eye, but it was so strong that it's hard to tell if I saw him with my eyes or not. And he just like lands right in front of me. Okay. I don't see him come down, but I see his feet set down. And I was so surprised by the way he looked. I thought, I should be so afraid right now, but I wasn't. He was in full armor, and it looked like this pewter-colored armor. He had shoulder-length, dark, straight hair, and it's kind of like olive or a little bit darker skin, piercing blue eyes. I mean, his wings, what surprised me so much is that he had these big wings that came all the way, I mean, huge wings, came all the way down the ground. Majority of them were white on top, but as they went down, and these huge feathers at the tips of them, they got kind of gray and they were a little black on the tips. And I thought that was, I didn't know that an angel would have color on their wings. So anyway, he looks down and it's very intimidating looking, and he just leans in and he looks me right in the eyes, and I see how beautiful and blue his eyes are, and I'm just standing there like, this is normal, you know, this happens to people every day. And and as soon as he looked in my eyes, he like relaxed and stood back. And I know that we talked. I know he talked to me. But when you're communicating, I must have switched into the consciousness that I switch into when I speak to them, because it's very hard to remember things after that. It's almost like when you're in a dream and you wake. Everything fades very fast. And that's how it is with meditation and speaking with them, or speaking with them in mind's eye, you know. So basically, I still have my normal life. I don't see them all over the place. But if I want to communicate, I can just look to the side and call, and then I see them. So I must have like a defense mechanism where I switch it on and off.
Probably is a healthy thing to do, so you can live a quote-unquote normal life.
Yeah, because what I've learned is we are so surrounded at all times, you know, everybody has angels and guides and people around them. And it's really good that they can't see them, you know, because we would never feel like we had any privacy, you know.
Yeah.
But if we could see them, it would be much harder. to be unkind to people.
It's true. I can imagine that would be the case. Although I'm sure people in the audience are asking right now, well, if our angels and our guides are all around us and they're so protective, how come bad stuff happens?
That's because there is one thing that I have learned from visiting the other side and talking to angels and talking to Jesus. You know, you can talk to anybody you want to.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I have learned is that no one can interfere with your free will. That is a gift that was given to you in the beginning, and will not even God. He will not interfere with your free will. It is your choice. Everything is your choice. So, and everybody has that choice. And it's the choices that people make that create havoc. And everyone is affected by the choices that everybody makes. You see? It's like a ripple effect. So it's not that God is letting this happen to you. It's a lot of times it's that even before you came here, you chose for this to happen, or someone chose for this to happen. You know, it's not like we are born here and it's just complete, you know, it's this big free for all. We make a plan before we come here. Would you go on a long vacation and have no plans?
I'm sure some people would, but not the most.
No. It's very complicated. It is very, very, very complicated. And
interesting. Yeah. I'll let people chew on that for a little bit. And we're going to take a short commercial break. I want people to call in if you'd like. Again, we're not doing any readings on the air or something like that. But if you want to ask a question of me or Jennifer, please call us at 888-429-5471. We're going to take a short commercial break. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task. Never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
And welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. Thank you for staying with us as we're having a very interesting conversation. Again, we're talking about human potential. What can we as humans do? And here is a interesting example. You have Jennifer Fallah, who was a quote-unquote normal person, who was a a Bible-reading person living a ordinary life, and then she started seeing and hearing things. And I find that completely fascinating. Because to each his own, and people are going on their own journeys, as you've just mentioned. You know, before going on a long vacation, you make a plan. Well, some people plan to be rich, some people plan to be poor, some people plan to be healthy and otherwise, some people want to be athletes and others want to be writers. Everybody has a journey, and that's why I find yours so interesting. And we just scratched the tiny little part of it, because
yeah.
I know we don't have a lot of time to talk, but I wanted to ask you about your book, you know, the Wishflower Field series. I know the first book is out. I know you're probably writing the second book right now. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that is like my primary purpose in this life. And except for my children, you know, that's be their mother. But
although it ties in nicely because I think these books are created because of the children.
because of the children for other people's children. Mm-hmm. And because when my husband passed away, if you would have asked me what I would have done, like 5 years before that, before he passed, I probably would have told you that I would have fallen apart. But because of my faith and family and not realizing how strong I was, I didn't. And after that happened, you know, it took a while for me. I realized, you know, I was in shock. I thought, you know, bad things like this don't happen to normal people like me. They happen to people on the news. You know, it's just kind of an irrational thought. But once I accepted, okay, yeah, okay, bad things like this can happen to people like me. But if there's a duality to everything in the universe, an up, a down, a dark, a light, then the opposite of that must also be true. It must also be true that wonderful things can happen to me. And why not? Why couldn't I write down this story that's been playing out in my head to help children face their fears? Why couldn't I do that? Other people have done it. Why not me? And so I figured, well, if I do, then someday, at least I know I tried. Even if I fail, I'll know that I tried. I won't have that regret. So I did. So I started writing down the story that was playing out in my head. My children suffered from night terrors when they were very young. And the doctor told me, you know, I thought they were having seizures. I was this first mother, first child, panicked. Oh, my God, she's having, you know, I took her to the doctor. They said, no, they're having night terrors, very young. And I'm like, well, what do I do? And they said, there's nothing you can do. I'm like, no, I am the mother. There has to be something I can do. So what I did is I figured, well, they're traumatized in some way. I mean, they had a very peaceful life. I didn't see where it was coming from. So I would lay them down when they were falling asleep, and I would create a happy visualization for them so that they would fall asleep in a peaceful frame of mind. And they loved dandelions. They called them wish flowers. And so I would create this field. I'd say, do you see the field? Do you see the wish flowers? It's a safe place. There's angels there. Nothing can harm you. What would you wish for? Pick a flower and wish for something. And they would play along, and they would visualize it with me, and they would fall asleep in this peaceful state. Well, pretty soon the night's terror stopped. And then they started coming to me and telling me about all the things that they were creating in this wish flower field, that they were going there in their dreams. And I'm like, well, hey, what a wonderful story. And so that's where the story began. And it played out in my head for a long time. And after I realized that I was stronger than I thought it was, and after I had to make a choice, a big life change, I said, you know what? I am no longer interested in doing anything that doesn't help people feel better. That's what I want to do now. And so I didn't put my life on the back burner. I just did it little by little. Just like a hobby, little by little, just keep working towards it, little by little. Then I had to figure out how to get published, and I did that little by little. And now I'm a published author with book two done.
Nice.
And there's five in this series. And when all this psychic stuff started happening, everything, I started writing. You know, as I was writing, I started auto-writing. Was happening. I'd ask questions and I get an answer. I'd ask questions to get an answer. And just writing. And I asked the angels in my head when I was writing, I asked, why is all of this happening to me? Why would this happen to me? You know, and why am I getting all these abilities? Why are these things happening? They said, in the auto writing, I'll never forget it. They said, because you have opened yourself up to infinite possibilities, and that is where we reside.
Hmm.
And so I thought, infinite possibilities, and that is now my motto. Because once you open yourself up to infinite possibilities. There really isn't anything that you can't do. The only thing that holds us back from doing things is us. And what we choose to believe from others. So when you talk about human potential, you have unlimited human potential. And it all depends on how much you see for yourself and how much you're willing to let yourself have.
Very well said. And that certainly should be a motto to live by, that all the possibilities are infinite. They're all available. People really can do whatever they choose to do in life. And I'm sure all of us in the audience have experienced during many scenarios, things that they never thought would be possible that all of a sudden they were doing. And we can look at the Book of Guinness, we can look everywhere, and we can talk about what happened to us and our families, and we can come up with countless examples of what actually is possible. And many of those things we never thought could be possible until we did them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing.
You really have to change that inner voice, and it's a process. It's not a, I'm a changed person. Hallelujah. I'm a positive person now. No, you have to take every negative thought that comes into your head, especially women out there, especially about yourself. You know, I'm the worst at this. I was the worst. I'd look in the mirror and like, my hair looks awful. You know, I'm fat. Oh, my gosh. You know, and then one day, someone suggested, turn that around. So I started saying, I am beautiful and thin. I am beautiful and thin, And then I got the girls doing it, and we laughed about it. But you have to train yourself. People walk around, what if I don't get a job? We spend so much time worrying and so much negative talk inside. You're programming yourself. You're programming yourself to believe that you're going to fail and believe that you are less than you are. Your thought is creation throughout the entire universe, and that is one thing that Marcus and I learned over and over again in visiting the other side. Thought is creation. So believe that you are as beautiful and as wonderful and as capable and have as much potential as you would have in someone that you love more than anything, in your children. You see it in your children. See it in yourself. Show them. Live by example. Be kind to yourself. Be your best friend. And when that negative thought comes into your head, dismiss it immediately and turn it around and say the opposite. Soon you will believe it. So that's what I did. Am I the most positive person in the world? No. Do I still have negative thoughts? Yes. But I'm handle it much better now. Much better now. And when an opportunity comes along, I do not immediately dismiss that opportunity and say, no, I can't be that. Or I can't do that. The word can't, I stopped using that so much. Wow. When you're faced with a new opportunity, should I go to school? Should I learn this? Should I really reach out for that dream? Should I do it? Do you have to let everything drop to do it? No. Do it little by little, at a pace that you can handle, and believe that you can. And you will. You'll do it.
Jennifer, now I think people are getting an idea of why I love talking to you and listening about your experiences and what you're trying to achieve. That ability to open up, to do not just talk or think about it, but to do it, to pick yourself up from a difficult situation and look at it positively and really look at your own world as the world filled with infinite possibilities. That is human potential, and that is what you're doing and achieving it. Jennifer, it's a sincere pleasure. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan. I loved being on the show.
Oh, it's my sincere pleasure. And for all of you listening, thank you for staying with us. And thank you for listening to yet another story of what is possible. So the only question that remains is, what do you think that's possible for you? Next week, when you come back at 5 o'clock Pacific time on Wednesday or 8 o'clock Eastern time, we will be speaking with two other people who took their potentials and they went into direction of access consciousness. Access consciousness as well as Akashic records. We're going to be speaking with people about changing what happened in your past lives. We'll be speaking with Lisa Barnett and Helen Gitlovich. So don't think of what is impossible. Change your thoughts. Human potential is up to the human. Infinite possibilities do exist. Love you all. Have a wonderful night and a great week. See you all next week when we speak on School of Human Potential Radio.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.